Let's go to Adam Pengilly now, Sydney Morning Herald racing writer. Hello, Adam.
Morning, Jimmy. Morning, Mossy.
Yeah, morning, Adam.
Exhilarates. This is interesting too. Godolphin Horse now right in the picture with this Magic Millions event coming up this Saturday.
Yeah, she was really good on the weekend, wasn't she, Jimmy, on the Gold Coast there. Tried to sort of run top two, probably win the race, trying to secure a spot in the race. She definitely did for James Cummings. Isn't it fascinating to see Godolphin runners targeted towards the Magic Millions? We know that they haven't usually bought for the Magic Millions kind of with all their homebreds, but they did last year, and for their first year of being back in the market, they've qualified a filly for the race and a live chance at that. So, yeah, she was really good exhilarate. She's had that experience now. We know that the recent record of the Magic Millions of winners backing up from that meeting 7 days prior is really, really good. I think Sunlight did it last year. LeChef did it a few years ago as well. So James is pretty bullish about her chances on the Gold Coast this Saturday. And I suppose the other big news about the Magic Millions on the weekend, guys, was Firetail's win on the Kensington track down here in Sydney. Now,
he was
very impressive from Paul Snowden. And I'm not sure about the depth of the field he beat, but the big question mark is whether Peter and Paul will decide to take him up to the Gold Coast now, because it'll be third week in a row he's going to go to the race, if that's the case. The big ask for the two-year-olds, obviously, have to travel up to the Gold Coast. Going to be pretty warm up there, a lot of humidity, so they'll make that decision a little bit later in the week. But he was very impressive as well, winning on the Kensington track on Saturday. So, looking forward to the weekend, guys. Going to be a really strong field, I think.
I think P&P Snowden will be taking him up. I think the quote from Peter was, look, he's not outstanding, but he's a progressive two-year-old. $15 presently, Hightail in the market for that two-year-old event. Unite and Conquer, $5 favourite there. Dubious. And yes, 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 City Forge says yes more often at $6. Exhilarates, thank you, Jono, Exhilarates is at $8.
And Adam Sturrock, sorry, you go.
I was going to say, it's a two-year-old race, Jimmy, for Hightail. We're worth $2 million there right now. He's in form, he's handling everything. It's probably worth the risk taking it at this stage. I was just going to say, guys, I can't remember seeing a Magic Millions this open in terms of a betting market for a few years now. If you sort of think back over the last few years, we think Catalyst, think Sunlight last year, there's always one really pronounced favourite, but this year it seems like a really open race, form lines coming from everywhere. That's going to make it intriguing from a betting point of view on Saturday, and obviously Unite and Conquer is favourite. I wasn't quite taken with his recent trial at Warwick Farm, but he does have the runs on the board with that wine win. So, yeah, looking forward to how this market sort of plays out later in the week.
And mate, Star Exhibit gave Bob Peters a record Perth Cup win.
Yeah, no surprise there, Mossy. Was it his eighth Perth Cup win, which is quite remarkable when you think about it. Just those cerise and white colours, they just seem to win every feature race over there in Perth at this time of year during the Sun Carnival, don't they? I suppose the only surprise was that Star Exhibit won the race rather than the favourite Action for Willie Pike. Action Look, the winner of Star Exhibit with Peter Hall up, just came and got him with a late burst. So he's remarkable, Bob Peters, isn't he? He's obviously runs a pretty big operation over there, breeding and racing. He just keeps winning all these feature races. Eight Perth Cups, quite incredible.
Yeah, great effort too. Racing Victoria, they've released the report into the Cliffs of Moors Melbourne Cup death. What has that told us, Adam?
Yeah, not a great deal, to be honest, Jimmy. This went a little bit under the radar. They released this late on Friday, sort of Friday evening. And basically, after a couple of months of doing plenty of, looking into the death of the Cliffs of Moher in the Melbourne Cup, they said it was just a freak accident. Nothing could have determined it was going to happen. There was no pre-existing condition from the horse to suggest he was going to have a fatal accident in the Melbourne Cup. So they've closed the book on that sort of sorry part of the race last year. And then they're still doing an investigation into why there were so many injuries to European horses at the Werribee International Horse Centre during the Spring Carnival. I know there was a lot of horses that had campaign-ending injuries out there at Werribee. So we'll wait to hear some more news from that. But just coming out of the Racing Victoria on Friday, there was no pre-existing condition from the Cliffs of Moher leading up to the Melbourne Cup last year.
Mm. And, mate, finally, I'm seeing on social media Blake Shin nearing a return to track work, maybe doing some work overseas in Thailand, I think I saw.
Yeah, he is, Mossy. Yeah, doing a bit of work out over there in Thailand, having a bit of a holiday. It's been a long and slow build-up for Blake, it must be said, the last few months. He had that, obviously, horrible fall in a barrier trial at Randwick, probably going back to, it might have been August, I think, 4 or 5 months ago. So he's slowly but surely getting there. He's had, obviously, a couple of operations, been in the neck brace for a while, and hoping to get a clearance from the doctor return to track work in the next week or two, which would be great news for Blake. I think the Sydney Jockeys ranks have missed him. I know he'd be itching, champing at the bit to get back. He's missed the Spring Carnival, obviously. His headline horse, probably for the Autumn Carnival, could be Happy Clapper, guys. Obviously, he's had a really good association with Happy Clapper for many, many years. He's going to return to the saddle, hopefully, just in time for Happy Clapper's Autumn campaign. And we know that Pat Webster's sort of targeting that All-Star Mile down there in Flemington in a month or so's time. So it'd be good to see Blake to get back in the saddle. And, he's nearing a return, and hopefully he's going to be fit and firing.
If Happy Clapper gets selected into that one.
I don't need to be any problems there, Jimmy. Probably going to be one of the most popular horses in Australia, you would have thought. I think probably the first horse on Best Elected Vote All-Star Mile from the public vote.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. Good on you, mate. We'll speak again tomorrow.
Thanks, boys.
Thanks, Adam.